of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome to Alive, and this is Claire once again on your Friday afternoon, so thank you for joining me. Now, humble apologies about last week. I had to roll over a program from a previous week. If I ever do that, be rest assured it's usually because I have had to do some emergency nana duty and looking after the grandchildren. So I try not to do that, but sometimes it's unavoidable. Oh my God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love thee, and I beg pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love thee. Of course, that's the absolutely beautiful prayer that the Angel of Peace, the Angel of Portugal, taught the three young seers in Fatima in 1916, 1 year before Our Lady appeared. Now, there's a lot happening in the church at the moment and in New Zealand regarding the rosary. So you will know that we just had a nationwide pilgrimage for life, and that travelled from Cape Reinga in the north and Bluff in the south, and we had two beautiful statues from our own FLI centre, Family Life International. So we took our very old and antique Immaculate Heart of Mary statue to Cape Reinga, and we couriered our Sacred Heart of Jesus statue to Bluff. And from there, the two statues travelled through 60 parishes, ticky-touring through the country actually quite quickly, and they reached Wellington for a final mass on the 18th of September, the day before the submissions closed on the 19th. And of course, 19th of September is a huge day in the church. It's the day Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady of La Salette, appeared to the children in 1846 to Melanie and Maximin. And she had a very apocalyptic message for the world. One of the things she said was Rome would lose the faith. Now, that at the time seemed quite extraordinary. But since then, we've had several apparitions of Our Lady when she said that there will be cardinals against cardinals, bishops against bishops. And again, who would have thought? But that really is where we have come to in the church at the moment. There are bishops and cardinals all over the world who are contradicting each other and are not adhering to the magisterium of the faith and passing down the tradition as St. Paul told everyone to do. So, two things that are happening in December, but I'll advertise them now. And one of them is the annual March for Life. And this is the third year that it has been running. It was actually started in 2017 by Michelle Kaufman, who is our communications director at Family Life International. And she had seen the idea in Rome when they had a March for Life, and she brought it back to New Zealand. And so that first year there were 600 people in Wellington for that march. It was fantastic. Unfortunately, I just couldn't make it. Last year, Family First, Focus on the Family, Voice for Life, and many other prominent pro-life organisations and church groups joined in the march, and there were 1,500 people marching through Wellington Central on Saturday the 8th of December last year, and that was a very, very happy and joyous event. We had a whole group of young people from Mother of Divine Mercy, and they sang and entertained us all the way through. It was absolutely phenomenal. We got to Parliament grounds, and there were fantastic speeches by some pro-life MPs, Bob Coskery, of course, and there was one lady who gave a post-abortion testimony, which was very moving. And I mean, this year they meet at Civic Square. I think they're meeting at 12 o'clock. There'll be lots and lots of activities, entertainment, there'll be stalls, a real fun family time. And the march kicks off at 2 p.m. So if you can, keep that date this year. It is Saturday the 7th of December in Wellington, starting at Civic Square at 2 p.m. So that's going to be fantastic. In fact, the New Zealand Catholic Bishops' Conference has endorsed the march, which is really, really laudable of them to do that. Now, last year, in tandem with the march, we had the Rosary for Life and Faith for the first time. And so what we did, we encouraged people all over the country, in Catholic parishes and other people of goodwill, that in the first instance, go to Wellington and be on the march. But if you can't do that for whatever reason, then join together with some people in your parish or even in other areas. It could be parks, it could be by a lake or a beach or wherever the Holy Spirit moves you, and form a group of people together and register on our website and pray the rosary and have a rosary event. It could be a procession, it could be adoration, it could be a number of things, but a rosary event. So that is happening again in tandem with this year's March for Life, and it will be at 3 p.m. So while the march is in progress, people all over New Zealand will be praying for the success of that. Now, it's absolutely critical at this time because, of course, we know that the Abortion Select Committee, there's 7 members headed by Ruth Dyson, are going through and evaluating and hearing oral and written submissions at this very, very moment. They will put together a report which will then be taken to Parliament and the MPs will vote on that. And we have heard that it could be out by February. So it's really, really critical that at this very moment we are starting to think about joining up that rosary. And there is preparation. There's a 54-day preparation. It started on October the 15th, so we're a little bit past that now. But please check out the website. Now, it's got a new website address, and it is, please make sure you've got a pen, www. And this is all one word, coast2coastrosary, coastrosary.co.nz. So I'll do that again. coast2coastrosary.co.nz. So we've got our beautiful website that we had last year, and we've just updated it. Now, last year we had on the homepage Coast to Coast. So rather than using the title Rosary Crusade, we are just sticking with Coast to Coast. And we have a new admin address as well, but you can find all that on the website, so make sure you go and have a look. Last year we had Bishop Patrick Dunn from Auckland as a patron, and he very graciously gave us a lovely photo and a beautiful quote. It was about Bishop Pompalia and the beginning of the Catholic faith in New Zealand. It was absolutely lovely. Now, even though the New Zealand bishops are endorsing the March for Life on the same day, Bishop Pat and 4 other New Zealand bishops have agreed to be patrons of the Rosary for Life and Faith, the Coast to Coast Rosary. So we're very, very blessed. Now, one of them wants to keep his name out of the limelight, so that's absolutely fine. And we received today... lovely quote from Bishop Colin Campbell from Dunedin. So we'll be putting that up on the website as soon as we can. So by Monday that'll be up on the website, and we may have 1 or 2 others. So please pray for these bishops. You know, they're under a lot of attack sometimes. We don't know what they have to put up with, and we're just very, very grateful that they are pro-life and they are endorsing the March for Life starting at 2 p.m. and we have 5 bishops supporting the Rosary for Life and Faith starting at 3 p.m. and this is all on Saturday the 7th of December. So make sure that you have that in your calendar. So if anyone is listening out there, as I said, you don't have to be a Catholic, just a person of goodwill, a pro-life person, and you can organise a rosary event in your parish or in your group or your congregation. Now, if you are not used to praying the rosary, there is a rosary pamphlet on the website to show you exactly what to do. And of course, the rosary is not just for Catholics. It is the Bible on a string. So what it is, we just meditate through our Lord's life. The joyful mysteries are his early years. The sorrowful mysteries are his passion and death. The glorious mysteries are from the resurrection onwards. And Saint Pope John Paul II instigated the luminous mysteries, which are our Lord's years between 30 and 33, his teaching years. So, as I said, it's a Bible on a string and you don't have to be a cat. So please check out our website. It's absolutely beautiful. Now, Our Lady, when she has appeared at several apparitions, she has encouraged us, if not even demanded, that we pray the rosary every day. Now, when Our Lady appeared at Lourdes in 1858, and she told Bernadette she was the Immaculate Conception, she had a rosary and encouraged Bernadette to pray it on the 18 apparitions, although she didn't pray it herself. Next, we come to Fatima and the three children, and over the 6 months that she appeared to the children, Our Lady told the children every time to pray the rosary every day. So our group even has a Fatima rosary pledge, and we got the same wonderful designer who did our Rosary for Life and Faith website last year. He made for us a Fatima rosary pledge back in 2016, and it's absolutely fantastic. So if you've got a pen, you can check this out. So it's www.FatimaRosaryPledge.com. So I'll say that again, www.FatimaRosaryPledge.com. Now, we don't have a counter on it, unfortunately, but it's been ticking over slowly, and just people from all over the world have found it, and it's wonderful because what it is, it's a pledge that you make to pray the rosary every day, and that's what Our Lady asked us to do at Fatima. And when you pledge, every email comes through to me, and I will write you a personal email of thanks for signing up to do this wonderful thing. Now, when Our Lady left Fatima, one of the last things she said, according to Father Formigo, who was honored as the fourth seer of Fatima, because he knew the children so well that they loved him, they trusted him totally, and he wrote a book, and it was called See You in San Sebastian. And he wrote that book in 1923. Now, by then, the two youngest children had died from influenza, and Lucia had gone off to a school, and so there was no one at Fatima left except him. And so, you know, he definitely was the authority on Fatima. So what was San Sebastian? Well, when Our Lady left Fatima, the children saw her in three stages. The first one, she was with St. Joseph, and he was holding baby Jesus. And they all saw that image. Only Lucia saw the next two. She saw Our Lady with an adult Jesus and Our Lady of Sorrows. And the third one, she saw Our Lady dressed as Our Lady of Mount Carmel, holding out the rosary and the scapular. And of course, the scapular is tied to Our Lady of Mount Carmel. So Our Lady knew that the third secret would not be opened in 1960. So in 1961, she appeared herself at Garabandal. Now, we've just passed 3 o'clock. It's Divine Mercy time. So I'll tell you a bit more about that after we finish this very, very short version of the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come to judge the living and dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Jesus, I trust in Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Now, if you're pregnant and worried, you can certainly trust God, and there is help available. There is a great organization, Family Life International in Auckland, who can come to your needs if you are pregnant and worried. Firstly, you'll find someone friendly to talk to over the phone, or if you want to come in for a face-to-face appointment, there's always someone on hand who can help you. We also provide things for mothers and for their babies. So if you want to ring them, their number is 0274 488 070. So that's Family Life International, Gianna's Choice Pregnancy Centre, 0274 488 070. Now, that Chaplet of Divine Mercy, as I said, that was just a small version, but if you do the longer version with a person who is possibly going to die shortly, it is a very, very powerful prayer. And our Lord has promised that he will stand between the dying person and God, the just judge, as a merciful saviour. Now, how consoling is that? Okay, back to Garabandal. So Our Lady was dressed as a Lady Mount Carmel, and the next time she appeared in 1961 was at Garabandal de Sebastian, because the local church is called Saint Sebastian. And it was just in that area that Our Lady appeared to 4 children. But at first, an angel of peace, and the angels are always messengers, appeared to the children on June the 18th, 1961. And of course, naturally, the children were very, very frightened. But very quickly, because of the virtuous nature of the children, people believed, and they started, coming in droves to this very extremely isolated little village in the Cantabrian Mountains in northern Spain. So Our Lady appeared on the 2nd of July, and St. Pope Paul described Our Lady's visit at Garabandal as like Our Lady's second time on earth, because she appeared over 2,000 times, sometimes several times a day, and every time she came, she prayed the rosary with the children, and she taught them to pray the rosary. So at Lourdes, she watched Bernadette pray the rosary. At Fatima, she told the children to pray the rosary every day. But at Garibandal, she actually taught the children how to pray it. And they had to pray it very, very slowly. So every word was articulated. There was none of this sort of chanting and rushing through it and, you know, mindless sort of repetition. So, for example, she would say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come." So as you can imagine, instead of 15 to 20 minutes, it would be at least half an hour each time that Our Lady came. But the children just absolutely loved it. And some people question Garibandal, but the Bishop of Santander, Bishop Valgallo, he was a young priest at the time of the apparitions, and he attended three of them. And so once he became bishop, he felt it was his duty to do a second investigation. And so he took several years to do that, sent all of the information over to Cardinal Ratzinger at the time, who went through it, and all the indults were lifted. So before, priests had to ask permission if they could offer Mass, but that was all lifted. So, yes, Bishop Valgallo has been interviewed many times, and you can see it on the internet, and he is very supportive of Garibandal. He said the only thing he wasn't too sure about was, he thought it was a bit harsh that some cardinals were on the road to perdition. Interestingly, when Our Lady appeared to Sister Agnes Sasagawa at Akita in 1971, that was the same message she gave to Sister Agnes, that there would be cardinals against cardinals, bishops against bishops. And certainly we can see, you know, we're in the middle of the Amazon Synod, and there are most definitely bishops and cardinals who have, you know, very, very different views from their compatriots in other countries or other regions around the world. So what are faithful Catholics to do? Well, we have Our Lady, and she has given us the rosary, and she told Sister Lucia that she has made it even more efficacious, even more powerful, especially for these times. Now, Our Lady of Good Success, back in the early 1600s, she did warn us that from the mid-1900s on, that basically there would be chaos. There'd be impiety, impurity. There'd be few virgin souls, de facto marriages. Children wouldn't be baptized. Marriages wouldn't be blessed, etc., etc., etc. It's a rather horrifying prophecy. 400 years ago, who would have thought? And that's exactly where we are now. Okay, time to say goodbye, and please join in the rosary, go online. So that's www.coasttocoastrosary.co.nz.